Hello and welcome to a very special sports-related episode of What the Famicom. I'm Dan Salami Scoreboard Tendo.
And I'm your co-host, Nick Slam Dunk Tendo.
Because those nicknames are ours because we are talking about basketball, college basketball, right?
That's what we do. This is a college basketball podcast.
What the WT Sports-a-com.
NCAA Famicom.
Yeah. So we decided to combine video games and sports, and because it's March, everyone's going a little mad. So this is our March Madness video game episode. So what we're doing is we picked a bunch of video games, randomized them.
Say Field of 64.
Field of 64, because he said, hey.
Do you see that? He didn't know how many was in a bracket. I was like, we'll do like a bracket. He's like, how many is that? 16 or something like that. You made up a weird number, or like 20. And I was like, no, it has to be like a multiple of four. Like four,
when you
16,
told me 32. That we had to come up with 32 games each, I almost threw up.
He did throw up. I wish
I threw up all my fingers on my phone. And that's literally why I got a new phone the other day.
Go ahead. This is the big thing for the podcast. Forget it. Well, everyone, first off, grab your pens, your notebooks. Call your bookie, because this is a good one today. This is the
real quick. Yeah. Make sure we're going to put a version of this bracket online so you can pick your own winners and see if it matches up with ours.
Oh, so
what did you want to blow my spot? What did you want to say?
Nothing. I was going to tell you to talk about your favorite thing in the world, your phone that won't work anymore, right?
Yeah. My phone wasn't working and I lost 80% of the podcast stuff I made for the past 4 months.
You can,
and that means every
online.
Kind of clip, and that means a lot of stuff that I lost, and I was very frustrated. I lost a lot of nudies. They still call them nudies.
Did you have a bunch of nudies on there?
No, I was just kidding.
Oh, well, yeah, right, dude. Now, someone listens to your podcast. Dude, I'm going to look through your phone.
Go ahead. I'll screen share it. all right, so we'll be right back after this. This is our intro song, but we'll be right back. We're just fucking diving right into it. College basketball, let's bet. It's illegal, I think. Shaquille O'Neal, blue chips, everything.
Shaquille O'Neal, born March 6th. That's amazing.
Oh my god. All right, we'll be right back.
This is like one of our probably slowest, dumbest episodes.
Wow. I mean, they're radioactive. They're gonna die eventually.
Did you look this up while we were talking?
You know I can't do that.
You said this is your 9/11 because you lost all your photos and all your podcast work.
Everyone always forgets he has three Dans in his life, and it's like the craziest fucking thing I've ever seen in my life.
Guys, you heard it here first. He's really bossing me around this episode.
Take your kid to GameStop. Can you trade him in for Red Dead 2?
We're going to go to your house, go to your job, we're going to go to your funerals, we're going to go to wherever you are with your family.
I like that we still respect him enough to go to their funerals. So we're back. We're just going right into it.
God, so we explained mainlining coffee because I want to get to this bracket so bad. But go ahead.
Well, you're probably really happy that we're doing this episode because your birthday's coming up.
That's it. Yep.
By the time this airs, can we finally do an episode that's something I like?
Do I stutter?
Yeah, every day.
Oh my god.
Even in text.
I had no idea. I was just looking for a text between me and you. What did he get? Galaxy. Oh, here. That is what I wanted to read. So you got a new phone, right?
Okay.
This guy gets a new phone. I don't think he knows what it is. Me personally, I like to know what my phone is, do a little bit of research. Like I'm a gear guy. You know what I mean? I like to know the newest phone I'm going to get, the new PlayStation, whatever. Like, okay. This guy, I say, what did you get? An iPhone? And he wrote Galaxy 23E ? I think. Might as well be a Glock. Nah, I mean, I was like, what? And this guy's never seen a gun before.
Seen a gun in real life. I've never seen a Galaxy 23 in real life.
So. I guess that's a good point. I mean,
yeah,
so
they might as well be the same thing.
So, they might as well be.
Yeah.
And tell them your favorite thing was designing the bracket, the design. They've seen it by now. If they're looking at
it. Yeah, it's the picture of Mario's mustache and hat on a basketball, which I'm very proud of.
It's actually one of your better ones.
And it was the last thing I saved and made before everything got deleted. So I somehow
Didn't your phone just continually reset itself and not stay turned on?
It was something because I had to ask you to send that to me.
Okay.
You got anything else you want to make fun of me about my new phone?
You said this is your 9/11 because you lost all your photos and all your podcast work. You wrote that. This is literally your 9/11.
And then I said,
your phone sent you a notification. Would you like to set a reminder or at event? And we've discussed this before on the podcast. You definitely don't want to recreate 9/11.
No. If you write down 9/11, if you're texting to somebody for any reason, and your phone says add event, just don't.
Don't do it. Do not do it. Whatever you do. And then even funnier is your next screenshot is a picture of the bracket, right? Uh-huh. So we're doing brackets.
Yeah.
And you have a green circle and you're like, where do the words go? Like, what? Do you not know how brackets work?
I've never participated. Like one of our other friends said, like, you know how they work. And I'm like, I don't. Like, this is so far, like, outside of my bubble.
I think there was more stuff I wanted to read between our texts, but well, it could go on all day.
I mean, but here's the thing. When I found out Google Photos saved a lot of my shit, not all of it, but saved a lot of it, I said, this is like reverse 9/11.
Yes, that's correct. So
people. So long story short, the intro of this episode, if you lose stuff on your phone, 9/11. If you get it all back, reverse 9/11. Like, to be honest, in real life, why couldn't they just reverse 9/11?
They should have, if they cared about anyone.
Wow, the government.
Yeah, government much? Doesn't. Government much? We're going to get political here. I'm going to show everyone the bracket because I designed it.
He actually spent
a lot of time doing it. No, it was literally right before we logged on.
And for me, I was so nervous that it was nerve wracking for me, even like randomizing the things.
So here, let's see if it shares. And we'll include this in case you're not watching the video. Yes. Obviously, you can look along.
So what we did was we both came up with a bunch of
32 games.
Video games.
How about we
32,
say that?
32 yep. games yep. each. And then we randomized them. So the matchups, we know the first matchups. We don't know the rest of them. We don't know who wins that. We don't know the final four. We don't know the final winner.
Do you guys hear the way he's talking about it right now? He's telling you how a bracket works. We all know.
What if like my mom listens to it? She's like, what is a bracket? It's and like funny. It gives her a heart attack and she dies because of this episode.
Your mom might come up later in the episode.
Oh no. Is she on the bracket?
She might be in bracket 30. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh okay. Shit. Yeah. So print this out. I hope you're listening along.
Take a look. I'll send a screenshot of this to you. I know that's your favorite thing in the world. So you can edit it and do whatever with it. We all picked 32 games. The rule originally was to pick 32 games that aren't the most well known. But I think it kind of became our favorite games mixed with some randoms is what it looked like.
Yeah, because when you said they had to be non-popular games or non-commercial games, I'm like, there's no way I can think of 32 non-famous games.
I could have, but I didn't want them to win. Like, I started thinking of games I actually like that are like, I don't know, just my favorite games. And then I noticed you did, so I didn't feel too bad. Even funnier, right before we logged on, I finished all this without telling you because I found this bracket site. All these bracket sites are stupid. I hate them all. And you logged on and you're like, what do I do with mine? And I was like,
everything's already
I added all your games already. So
who's more dressed up for the occasion? I'm wearing a basketball jersey.
I'm gonna stop sharing for a minute and I'm gonna say I'm not wearing a basketball jersey, but it looks like one.
How crazy is that? The person that knows nothing about basketball aside from the 2001 76ers.
Yep.
You want me to name them?
Matthew Geiger, go ahead.
Matthew Geiger, it's Matt Geiger, dude.
His mom calls him Matthew, trust me.
Yeah, but she's not around anymore.
Oh my God.
Probably, I don't know.
I gotta look up his mom and see.
Allen Iverson, Dikembe Mutombo, Matt Geiger.
Okay. Yeah.
Aaron McKee.
Eric Snow.
Tyrone Lue. No.
Oh my God.
Tyrone Hill. Tyrone Hill.
Yeah, he was ugly. No.
People said I looked like him. People said I was a white Tyrone Hill.
No, that's terrible.
Yeah, I know. How do you think I felt in 2001 when people saying that?
Any other bench players I knew?
You got okay, that wasn't all of them. I said I could name all of them.
You named more than any other sport.
My basketball jersey, it looks like LA Lakers, but it's not, even though I'm from Philly. It's a Guns N' Roses.
Oh, that's right.
Basketball jersey. And my bandana, Guns N' Roses too.
Just incredible. What was the very first episode of this podcast?
It was about Guns N' Roses showing up in video games, the band. Yeah. Should I delete it?
I'm the podcast.
I don't know myself. I don't know. Surprised when that episode gets listened. Listen. And I'm like, please stop.
Get clicks.
Like, don't listen to that.
It was pre-me, you know?
Yeah. Okay. That's let's get really back. Good. Let's are we ready are we to get back to the bracket?
You want
to
do the bracket, dude?
Let's get back
is
to
there
the
anything
bracket.
You wanted to badmouth first? I know this is your favorite. Everyone of our friends, they all listen because they want to hear what you want to badmouth in real life.
My aunt A dot 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 a aunt d dot 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 all of them. I'm gonna badmouth you.
Oh, I thought you actually had specifics.
No,
No.
I'm just saying, like, hey, just assume I'm bad mouthing you if you're listening.
All right. Well, people in my life, I'm bad mouthing you. Oh, dude.
J dot dot. I
Check
mean, I
this.
feel like we didn't bad
Check
mouth her enough last
this. Hold
episode.
on. Someone from the Discord. I don't want to dox him, but his name is his first and last name. His glasses in his picture.
Okay.
It's
Bill
J
Gates.
dot 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 T dot dot dot.
Okay.
Found him on PlayStation last night. He added it to my game. I was
Ew.
like, oh no. Well, I was like, what's he gonna sound like? I don't know. Is he gonna be weird? What if he was like
What
made
you're
bird
saying, what if
noises?
a human being made those noises? Is that what
Yeah.
you just said?
I don't know. I've never met him. I've never heard him. He just added to my game and I was really scared and nervous. But
Okay.
he ended up being a normal person. And we ended up matching with someone whose name was asterisk, asterisk, asterisk Hunter.
You
We're
can't do
playing.
that.
So I asked him, I said, did you just pick all those asterisks? And he was Southern, like straight out of Texas, Alabama. I don't know. And he went, oh man, they cut off my word. And I was like, I don't know what it says.
Was
He
it
says,
ass?
so I asked, I was like, what is it supposed to be? And he says, that's supposed to be MILF, man. I'm hunting the MILFs.
MILF Hunter.
I'm a MILF appreciator. And he kept saying, he was going on, dude. He was a blast. So
Oh, this guy sounds great.
shout out MILF Hunter from the South, the Deep South. And shout out J dot 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 from the Discord. He ended
And
up being a
also,
normal
shout out
person.
Ass Hunter, also, if you're out
There
there.
is no ass hunter, but if there was, so that was like my big adventure. I was
All right,
nervous,
that's
but
actually pretty cool. Is
he's
the
a
game
normal
that
person.
you played last night on this bracket?
It is. Yep, it's gonna come up. And you said I could put it on there. You mentioned
Yeah,
the
and you're like,
game five and
please, can I put new
oh,
games on there? I'm like,
please,
yeah,
could I
whatever.
get? Yep. Let's see who has the newest game.
Okay,
Let
let's head
take
to
a
the
look at the
bracket now.
bracket. All
All
right, hold
right.
on. Let me share my
So
screen
our
here.
first matchup
I
will
think it's this one.
be, I think I
Let
saw, is you
me.
want to start from the left or the right?
Yeah, top. Dude, they're numbered too. The games are numbered. So you go in order. I know. I'm like disgusted at him. Like, God, stop.
Okay, so the first matchup seems to be, I think it was Earthworm Jim versus
Bionic
Bionic
Commando.
Commando.
Both are swinging with their bionic things. Like Earthworm Jim
Both are
swings with
like, both
his
are a little like,
worm,
yeah, swinging things.
and Bionic Commando swings with his Bionic Commando swingy thing.
So, what is it, the original Bionic Commando?
I don't know. I wrote it.
Well, no,
Or
here's the
wait.
thing. That's why, because I'm saying, because in the remake, Mike Patton from Faith No More voices the character, the main character.
Really?
Yeah. The
Wait,
guy that makes all those
really?
crazy noises, like back and forth, you know,
Yeah,
like.
I know who Mike Patton is, but that's very weird. I didn't know he was in this.
So
How
I want
about
to, and also,
what
I think the
system was
create,
that?
that was for like the PS3, Xbox. But I would
Oh,
say
yeah.
Earthworm Jim, the guy became a piece of shit later in life.
No, he didn't. What did
I'm
he
pretty
do?
sure. I think he became
It's
like
like a
super
scumbag.
anti-trans or anti like gay or something.
Oh, jeez. I was gonna
Something.
pick Earthworm Jim so easily, but
I
well,
am picking.
you're also going by the voice actor. I actually just was going by the game, but you can do whatever you want, dude. I voted Earthworm Jim. I just decided. Not because of that piece of shit, but because I like whipping a crow and a cow being launched.
Honestly, because I would say Earthworm Jim also, because I think I could go back and play Earthworm Jim. I don't think I can go back and play even the original Bionic Commando. I played it before. So Earthworm
This
Jim
one's.
is
Oh, Jesus. Why
the
does it
winner
have
of
a
that
different
one.
font? All right.
All right.
Easy. That's it.
All
That's the
right,
first
that's
game.
it. All right,
That's
I'll let you
in.
say the next one.
So, Garfield Kart and Twisted Metal Toe. As you can see, I tried to line up like certain games that were similar. Sometimes it works, sometimes it
Listen,
doesn't.
Garfield Kart, pros, lasagna, cats,
Okay.
single dads.
Single dads.
It's a
Okay.
very like liberal kart game.
We're not very political, so I think we're gonna go Twisted Metal is what I would
All
vote.
right,
But you can.
so what's in Twisted Metal 2?
Two is, I think, didn't we play both
They
recently?
do go
And I feel like
around the
one.
world.
Yeah, World Tour.
It's
It
a
blows
world
things
tour.
up.
Garfield Kart, I think, is only in where his hometown is.
Not Abu Dhabi. Is that where he's gonna send
Oh yeah,
Norman?
that yeah, the one place they always talk about. I don't think it's a level in Garfield Kart, so fuck him.
Kind of a
So
little
I would
racy
say
too.
Twisted Metal. Yeah, Garfield
All right.
Kart, a racist.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Garfield, racy and racist. All right, Twisted Metal 2 is the winner between Garfield Kart and Twisted Metal.
If you guys think differently, either you're wrong or you can, yeah, comment section. Who knows?
Or we're
All
gonna
right.
cancel you.
or we're going to cancel you. We're going to go to your house. We're going to go to your job. We're going to go to your funerals. We're going to go to wherever you are with your family.
I like that we still respect them enough to go to their funerals.
Well, not theirs, like anyone's they're going to. Oh. So they're going to a funeral for another relative. We're going to be there and we're going to
cancel. We'll make that funeral happen.
Did you just threaten to kill their relatives?
Who knows? So our next matchup is It Takes Two versus Portal Two.
Okay, this is a really good one.
I really, really like It Takes Two. I've only played it recently. I actually borderline
I'll
love it.
I'll allow it. I'll allow it, dude. Only because that's really weird. Who the hell do you play with?
My girlfriend.
Saying, I knew it, my girlfriend.
Did you ask that just to make fun of me?
No, because I wanted to know who it was, but then I knew.
Okay, what video games do you play with your girlfriend? She doesn't even know you play video games.
I'm not going to tell her. She doesn't even know I like video games.
I know.
Don't say it or that I have a video game podcast I'm in.
Yeah, yep. She probably saw the PS5 and is like, what is this VCR?
And I said, it's not mine. It's someone else's. I'm holding it for a friend.
I'm holding this VCR for someone.
I'm holding this. All right.
Yeah.
I'll allow it, even though I think Portal 2 is funnier.
I think It Takes Two is really funny, too. So It Takes Two.
It's not that funny. It's not that not funny.
Okay.
What studio made It Takes Two? Do you even know?
I don't know.
A great studio.
Oh, the studio that made Tie Me Up. No, what's it called? Lock Me Up.
What?
What's that jail game?
Is this a sex game? I don't know. It's a jail
game? No Way Out. No Way Out.
Wait, really?
I think it's the same studio. Yeah.
Oh, that's really funny. That's a stark difference. One, like, I tried to play with my son the prison game.
Yeah.
I was like, it's a fun two-player game, and it is vulgar. They say way too many bad words. They reference way too many things, and it's way too much a prison game. And I was like, we have to stop playing. So that's funny if it's them.
Okay, so the next one is you.
Okay, you don't have to call people out. We can just say it's Dishonored 2 versus Deathloop.
I just recently played Dishonored 2 after like 8 years of not playing
And you played Deathloop. It's the same.
And I just played Deathloop. I kind of like Deathloop more.
Well, Deathloop came out after. It's okay.
Even though I love the Dishonored universe, Deathloop is so fucking fun, and you introduced me to it.
Did I?
Yeah, you told me to play it because I think you were playing on your PS5.
Yeah, I was playing on my PS5. I just didn't know. I told you. Great. Now everyone knows.
Great. Now everyone knows we talk outside the podcast.
All right. So Deathloop's going to win, even though it's the same game engine.
I think you even told me that. You're like, it's literally the same.
I mean, the little health bars are the same. Like, yeah, exactly. But yeah, I'll give the nod to Deathloop. I mean, it was made afterwards, and it's maybe a perfected version of Dishonored.
Yeah, too, I guess that's the way better way of saying it.
All right, dude.
The next one. Oh, that's a big one. Favorite. Holy shit. So Red it's GTA Vice City versus Red Dead Redemption 2. Well, playing Vice City recently, it's not as like impactful as I remember. Like, obviously, there's great things about it. It's kind of empty. There's no one in the streets. And it's like there's like three models in it.
And the buildings feel empty.
And the buildings feel empty. You can't do anything. It's a smaller than I thought. With Red Dead, you can like wipe your ass. And you want to know a spoiler?
Yeah, sure.
I feel like your main character like accidentally dies because somebody coughs on him and he gets tuberculosis, and he doesn't die from like getting shot. He doesn't die from
I gotcha.
Like he was like slowly dying, and I'm like, what a crazy way to kill your main character.
All right. Yeah, it's kind of a wild way. I don't think that counts as why it wins, because the main character died of tuberculosis.
I'm pro tuberculosis.
So you like tuberculosis?
I think more people should get it. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I gotta look into the facts before I argue you. So I don't know.
We're not a political podcast, but hashtag.
I want a hashtag to get tuberculosis. All right. This one's interesting. I didn't know how you came up with Cuphead. I was like, who's he fucking?
I played Cuphead and I enjoyed it. I've never played Hollow Knight.
I have, and I enjoyed it, but it was. And I never played Cuphead, but I'd be willing to vote Cuphead, if that makes sense. Because I just feel like it's more of a cult classic game. Like, everyone loved it when it came out because it was old school looking. And it was like a platformer, but it was really hard. And I'm guessing your girlfriend played it. Let me guess. Did she?
You want to know a funny story? We were playing the whole time, and it was really, really hard and really frustrating. And this whole time, she was looking at my character, thinking she was me. And it was like a boss battle. And I'm like, she's like, oh, my bad. I thought I was the blue guy. And I almost jumped out a window.
you just put her on blast. Isn't she a gamer?
I did, but she is a gamer and she's really good at the game she likes. But like, she hadn't played that a lot. She's only played that a little bit. So when that happened, I was like, what? Like, I was so like amazed by that happening.
Do you want to mention GTA 5? Anything?
No, not at all.
Like getting through the tutorial.
Actually,
stuff?
I'll give her credit. We just went to a barcade, and every arcade game we played, she actually beat me in.
Every.
I'm not even kidding. I maybe like there was like
every.
One. There was like
okay,
one
now
that
there's
we played.
One.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, congratulations, her. I wasn't actually trying to tease her. I didn't say that she didn't know which character was hers in Cuphead, but that's.
Does
fine.
Your girlfriend even know who Mario is?
My girlfriend's dad invented Mario. She's
Does great. She think Mario is like her butler? Or her slave?
Yep. No.
Doesn't your girlfriend own slaves? That's crazy. No. I didn't want to say it on the podcast.
She does not own anyone or anything.
Well, she oh, okay, something. So she's poor.
Yes. I went from she's rich to she's poor now.
Okay.
All right, this one's easy. Actually, it's not easy. Which one's X5?
So Mega Man X5, I picked specifically because the bad guys' names are named after Guns N' Roses members.
Oh, that's that one. Oh,
it's that God. One. That's the only reason I picked that one. I never played it, so.
I feel like I hated that one. I think I was playing it. And Mega Man 3, I think, is the one with Snake Man and stuff like that. I really like that one. So you've had a lot
of
winners.
Yeah, but Mega Man X5 has Axel the Red, has Slash, has Grizzly Slash.
Wow.
Okay, well, he didn't even care my opinion because he just put his own answer.
Listen, I'm going by what everyone in the world feels sometimes. And
okay.
Right now, that's what they're feeling. We've had too much of this Guns N' Roses talk today. I've already discussed
it. It is true. A more episode than any other in the past 10
years.
It's
coming back, and I need to nip it before it gets all the way. Next thing you know, it's in the championship, and I'm like, how did it get here?
Okay. it's the final band.
Yeah,
like the band is the final one.
Wait, and even funnier is you're like, I've never played it, but let's just vote it through again.
Yeah. So the next one, Assassin's Creed 3 and Uncharted 3.
That's kind of wild.
And
this
matchup
is
interesting.
You can speak to both because
I can speak to both. I love Uncharted 3. Yeah. I liked the setting of Assassin's Creed 3. I didn't love the game entirely. I just loved where you ran around. You ran around in like colonial times. So like the late 1700s, early 1800s. So like everything looked like Declaration of Independence times, you know, like old city, like that kind of stuff. So if it was for the setting alone, I would say I'd pick that. But Uncharted 3 has like huge action set pieces.
Voice, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just, I can already tell. You're like, if it was for the setting, that's not what we're playing. We're not playing.
Oh, you're going to love this one.
I don't know what Darkest of Day is.
So Darkest of Day is an Xbox game where you play a time traveler and you go back to terrible days in history. And it came out in the early 2000s. And one of the events that you go to is the eruption of Vesuvius.
Oh, okay.
So you're fighting other time traveler, like the bad guys, while Vesuvius is melting down Pompeii.
Sounds really weird.
And you always talk about Inside. So like, give me a chance to get a game in. Go ahead, type in Inside. Everyone. If everyone's watching this video, he's going to type in Inside.
I'm not. I don't know anything about the graphics engine. Yeah. I sound
just
like.
Just type in Inside. You sound like me right now.
All right. There we go.
There we go. He typed in Inside.
Everyone's happy. Okay.
This
one's from Play Dead Studio, right? Yeah. Inside.
Mm-hmm.
I always mention the studio. All right. This one's, I don't know, because.
Ninja Turtles Arcade
mm-hmm.
and Lego DC Land.
Is that what you put, or is it Lego DC?
So here's the thing. I sent him a picture of my bracket, but it wasn't to show him my games. I was just showing him what it looked like,
the bracket,
how I wrote down.
So
but he zoomed in.
Messed me up. Yep.
Yeah. So it's Lego DC Super Villains.
Oh, all right.
It's the one where you like create your own super villain and you hang out with the Joker and stuff like that. I guess because you play the Ninja Turtles arcade game, right?
Yeah.
I mean, because we both played that. I feel like that's like an easier.
I mean, we could pick that. I don't.
But in the Lego DC game, I've created a Jewish supervillain. He was a giant corn on the cob, and his name was Mazel Tough.
Actually, pretty good. Mazel Tough.
So if it was for character names alone,
It's not character names alone. So okay. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Arcade?
Yeah.
All right, that's fine.
Oh, the next one. Oof.
I know. Well, Deus Ex, that was mine, but I didn't pick the name of it. It's just.
So Deus Ex, the classic
original
PC game. Yeah.
Yeah, the first one. Whatever
versus the popular Toys to Life. V video game, Disney Infinity, which I owned 20 toys of.
Did you?
And I gave them all to our friend A dot dot dot's kids, and they're going to throw them out. His mom just told me.
They're wasting
plastic. Oh, God. Like, she doesn't care about the environment. I don't care if she hears me talk about it. Her name's S dot dot dot.
That's terrible. I can't believe she's...
She doesn't see color, and she doesn't, and she hates the environment.
Carbon footprint through the roof.
A racist carbon footprint.
Like a race car driving.
Racist. Yeah, yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
I love Disney Infinity. I think I was the only adult to ever play.
That's fine, dude. You can, and we can vote it. It has probably a huge, huge, whatever it's called.
So you think the search engine algorithm will help us if I say Disney Infinity more or do sex more? Deus Ex more.
No, you can have it, dude. This is your favorite thing in the world. There it is.
You love. I love SEOs. I love SEOs.
So, Hitman.
Okay.
Not sure which one because I put it and it was a long time ago.
I love your next.
And Tomb Raider, the one with the T-Rex. I don't remember.
Tomb Raider. He wrote down Tomb Raider with T-Rex.
Well, was it the second one or the third one? I feel like it's one.
I think that's the first one.
I don't think the T-Rex is in the first one, is it?
She fights a T-Rex at the end of the first one. What a fucking game.
Really?
Wait, does Hitman has two bad movies, though.
Okay, with what's his name, right?
No, they're two different actors.
Oh, really? Who's the one that plays the bad guy in Die Hard, Live Free or Die Hard or whatever?
Timothy Oliphant.
Thank you, dude.
So he's in one of the Hitmans, and then there's another actor in another one, and they're both bad.
Okay, they're both bad. So games are pretty good, but I feel like in the first two Hitman games, you can't do that much. Like, they suck.
Okay, so, but in the first Tomb Raider...
You may or may not fight a T-Rex.
There's a 50% chance that...
And her boobs are triangles.
Yes. So for her boobs alone, yes.
I guess. Is it? So I'm going to put Tomb Raider 1. You better be right. Because if we get...
Yeah, it's Tomb Raider 1.
Community. Okay, dude. Did you look this up while we were talking?
You know I can't do that. Physically, I can't.
Tomb Raider 1. Okay. Yeah. Here's a good one, dude. Look. Jurassic Park. And it specifically, it said Sega in parentheses. I didn't know they made a different one. I remember the Sega one because I played with a kid. And I'll dox his damn name. He went to our grade school for 1 year. Sean McDermott. Oh,
doxed him. Sean?
Do you remember him?
No, not at all.
Anyway, I went to his house in first grade. And he lived off of like Everett Street or something like that. Like kind of like a block from your house, dude.
Uh-huh.
And I went up into his room and he had a Sega and he was playing this game and he let me play. And every time I got on the screen, I died and I didn't understand the game and I hated it.
Okay.
That's it. I hate it. Did you like it? And isn't there a Triceratops breathing really heavy in the background?
Well, the Jurassic Park thing, you just play as a Velociraptor in it.
Do you? I feel like there's a level where you're a human.
Are you sure? Yeah, you can pick either a human or a Velociraptor.
Oh, that's...
In Goat Simulator, you can only play as a goat.
Don't do it. I will pick Goat Simulator right now.
Just do it.
Did you beat Jurassic Park? Could you name more than just... Can you name more than just what you can play as?
No.
That was it. That's all you got?
That's really all I got.
All right. I really like Goat Simulator. I think it's hilarious. Okay.
So Diddy Kong Racing and 007 Racing. 007 Racing is a James Bond game where you just drive different versions of his car. I had this in the 90s for some reason and I really played it a lot and I couldn't recall one thing about it.
It doesn't strike me as very good, but I don't recall much about Diddy Kong Racing.
Oh, Diddy Kong Racing was an N64 game.
Was it 64? Okay.
Yeah. Super Nintendo. Yeah, just do Diddy Kong Racing.
Mm-hmm. Guys, you heard it here first. He's really bossing me around this episode. If I brought this into court, I would win. Mm-hmm. Custody of something. I don't even know what.
Okay, the next one. Skyrim versus Fallout 4.
Both kind of the same game. I put them in there because I had Skyrim.
Okay.
Okay.
Fallout 4 has a funnier moment because an ex I had was making a character in Fallout 4.
Okay.
And she turned around to me and said, "Do you think my character, you like my character?" I'm like, "Yeah, whatever." She's like, "Do you think the character is better looking than me?" And I was like, "Yeah, sure." I said it. She thought I was serious. She turned the game off and got mad at me.
Oh, that's classic.
Why would I think a video game character created, like, it was just the craziest question. That's why I was like, yeah, whatever.
Did she create the character?
Yeah, like I wasn't like an already pre-made character.
Was she trying to make the character attractive?
I don't know.
Okay, that's
I'm not sure what kind of trap that was, but I'll never forget. Like, yeah. I said a video game character was attractive and she got mad and turned the game off.
I think one of my friends said that he was playing, I think it's Fallout 4, and he went into a room, like in just an abandoned room, you can go in wherever. It was like a one building house or a one room house, and he opened the door and there were like 100 pencils or like 100 really weird items stacked on top of each other, and he grabbed one and the rest fell, and he said that's all that was in that room. And I was like,
oh my god,
it's so scary and kind of cool.
So what do you think, Skyrim?
We were just talking about Fallout 4 for like 8 minutes straight, and you're like, so Skyrim? And I could go either way because Skyrim has tons of mods. And
I want to say Skyrim because I had more fun with that.
Okay, that's fine. Skyrim it is, dude. That's a tough one to beat.
Oh, everyone, he wrote down the name of the game wrong. The next one. So the next one is the guest. It's called The Seventh Guest.
What? That was
an old computer game that my mom played with me. It's like a first-person game where you get trapped in a haunted mansion. You got to solve puzzles and stuff.
Typical your mom.
Typical, yeah.
Don't be doxing her.
Mm-hmm. The Seventh Guest, an old PC game versus Resident Evil 4. Oh, I got to give it to... Yo, sorry, Mom. Fuck you. Resident Evil 4 is just the...
It's the bee's knees.
It's the goat. It's the...
It sounds so awful saying
I sound old saying it.
Yeah, I don't like it when you say that. Just don't say the goat.
Yeah, and I'm playing the remake of Resident Evil 4 and it's amazing.
Oh yeah. You're enjoying it.
Okay, so now we're on the next side. The next game. Do you love when I'm talking about this bracket like I've never seen it before?
Now we're on the right side. Well, I did one of these is wrong, or you'll tell me, because I couldn't read your handwriting. You'll say it has a question mark next.
All right, I'll let you read the next one.
All right, Ori and the Blind Forest.
Okay.
And Left 4 Dead 2. I think Ori was a really, really good game and like underrated.
Isn't that like emotional, though?
Oh. Okay.
Who wants to cry during the game, am I right?
Yep. L4 Dead 2. And the only reason I'm picking this is because Left 4 Dead 2 is a really good game.
Yeah, and I came late to the party. It's awesome.
This guy's like, I don't like new games. So when it becomes old, he's like, did you know this is a good game?
Did you hear this game?
It's good.
Is it? Oh, this matchup is next.
So I had Metal Gear Solid. I didn't put which one, so I had put this. And you had Metal Gear Solid 4. And I was like, okay, this is a good matchup because we'll know right away one of these snakes is moving on.
Well, here's the thing. In Metal Gear Solid 4, you visit Shadow Moses Island.
Okay.
Like years later.
So are you trying to claim that Metal Gear Solid 4 technically contains Metal Gear Solid 1?
Yeah.
Whatever you want to call it. That's a terrible argument, but we can argue that 4 wins, but 3 is...
But in the con category for 4, it's like 95% cutscenes.
Mm.
I remember playing it in 2008, and I'm like, where's the game? Like, so MGS 1, I say Metal Gear 1.
All right, dude.
All right, the next one. Crash Bandicoot versus Uncharted 3. Is that Uncharted 3 again?
Yeah, I guess it is. Yep, that is.
Oh, well.
That's probably a mistake. Guess what? I think I know who wins, too.
I guess Crash Bandicoot.
No, I was going to go with Uncharted again. We can have it. It's not going to make it that far.
Okay.
Do you want to do Crash Bandicoot? Because it's double
No,
elimination.
No, because I actually want to... I want the chance that Uncharted 3 versus Uncharted 3 in the end.
It's not going to make it all the way. Although, it's your favorite thing in the world, so maybe. We'll see.
Yeah. All right, what's the next one? Here?
Dark Souls 2 versus Rocket League. That's the most random matchup I've ever heard in my life. And it's...
I've never played Rocket League. What? And I've never played Darksiders 2. Okay. Dark Souls 2.
It's Darksiders 2. It's going to be Rocket League. That's just because... Because
I play with my son, and if he listens to this podcast, he knows I love him. And if they take this podcast to court, they'll see that, like, oh, he plays games with his son.
He loves his son. All right, here, this is your... I couldn't read your handwriting. It looked like the word paparazzi.
So it's Hotline Miami versus paparazzi. You play a puppy photographer, and you go around taking pictures of dogs.
Like this?
And I played it. And Hotline Miami wins, but I would play paparazzi more.
Okay. I mean, I'm going to go this just because I don't know what paparazzi was, but I guess...
So if anyone's listening, check it out. Paparazzi.
All right. This is an interesting one. I don't know what Toonstruck is.
Okay. I do know what jazz punk is. I've heard of it.
Are they similar? I feel like
Toonstruck is like a point and click game where you play as Christopher Lloyd. You play as Christopher Lloyd, Doc from Back to the Future.
Okay.
But a real, he plays himself. He doesn't play himself. He's a human and he gets transported to a cartoon world. So it's a point and click where the only real person in the game is Christopher Lloyd.
Is it voiced by him?
Yeah, it's him. It's like his actual appearance.
That's really weird.
But I've never played it. So I've never played Jazz Punk.
Jazz Punk's fun. It's like a detective and he's walking around in a 3D world solving crimes, but it's very point and clicky. Like you just click on things and there's very sort of adult comedy and sort of tongue in cheek comedy and like whatever.
Okay.
It's going to be Jazz
Punk. It's going to be Jazz Punk.
But not by a lot because I don't think it's great. It's just funny. Look at this.
All right, looks like we have Turtles Arcade in there again.
Because I picked it, and I was
okay.
Like,
so the Simpsons Arcade versus Turtles Arcade.
I'll do Simpsons Arcade just because I remember that was one of the games that if you went to WoW, can I dox WoW?
Yeah, WoW. It was a rolling skating place in Philly.
Yeah, in Northeast Philly, right off the Boulevard, and we would go and not roller skate. We would just play the arcade games, but there'd be like a line of kids playing Simpsons Arcade specifically. Yep. And then everyone glowing red and you're, you know, jump kicking people. Essentially, it is Turtles, just with a different skin.
Did you hear his voice? He hit puberty because he was talking about it. Yeah.
All right. I'm going to do this. And then let's take a break to go to our sponsors.
Okay.
And then we can wrap it back up. How's awesome.
We'll be right back. All right, so our next one is Wolfenstein and Fear. If anyone's played
original. Fear is really good.
I played it on a shitty laptop and I still got a really fun experience out of it.
The funniest thing we used to do in Fear is me and my roommate would just like laugh nonstop. We would put sticky bombs on the guards without them seeing us. And then we'd go elsewhere, right, in the map. And then face the guard and put everything in super slow-mo.
That's the main thing you can do in that game. Yeah.
And it would be really funny because they'd be like, they'd go into alert mode where they're like, oh, it's you, and turn and like point their gun.
Yeah.
But like you had the sticky bomb button out and you'd be like, beep, and they'd explode. And it was so goddamn funny.
I want to say Fear too, because Wolfenstein has Nazis. We don't approve of Nazis.
You're shooting the Nazis though. Are you protecting them? Are you protecting them?
Am I?
It's fine. Your eyes got to be, you're like, am I?
That was like a self question.
Yeah.
All right. The next one is WWF Crush Hour and Tekken 3.
I want to say Tekken 3, but I don't know about the lore.
So WWF Crush Hour is a Twisted Metal, but with WWF people.
It was a car game?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny.
So
basically
you play as any wrestler and they have their own cars and own like weapons and stuff. And the whole plot is Vince McMahon bought every single company in the world.
This sounds like Calypso.
He's bored, so he wants to do something to make chaos. So he decides to hold a racing competition for people.
Wow. So Vince McMahon is Calypso, or
I mean, here's the thing: he's Calypso in real life. You find out he liked big dicks and like in his face.
What?
And getting shit on.
What?
Didn't you read that report?
No.
Vince McMahon from WWF, if everyone wasn't paying attention.
WWE. Under 30.
He got in trouble for sexual harassment. And then all these paperwork came out to the person that's accusing him of all these crazy things that he likes. Like he likes watching people shit on each other. I don't think I'm making that up.
Okay. Well, I believe it. I mean, rich people have rich tastes.
So is it Tekken 3?
I don't know. At first, I thought we were going towards Crush Hour, but now I'm thinking Tekken 3 because Heihachi wears sandals made of stone and he kicks people.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And I think this is the first one with, no, King was in all of them. I feel like it's the first one with like the bears, Puma or Kuma.
So the next one is Duke Nukem in the Land of the Babes. That's what it was.
It just said Duke, right?
No, I think I just wrote Duke. Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. Duke Nukem.
Duke Nukem in the Land of the Babes. I think they should win from the name alone. But we all know your favorite game is the next game. So
yes, that's it. That's my favorite game of all time.
His AOL screen was Soul Reaver 6.
6 without a second E. Well, without the E.
Because they couldn't afford it.
Because I couldn't afford it. Yep. And Land of the Babes?
Well, you don't even need to write it out because we're automatically picking Soul Reaver.
Okay, I'm fine with that. You picked it, okay? Just remember, you picked it. I was like, let's have a great discussion about this. And you were like, no, this one's wild.
There you go. I'll let you say it.
Oh, Halo versus Doom 2016. I want to say Halo just because it spawned so much, but Doom.
No, Doom 2016 was the only game I ever played on very hard.
All right, dude. I was leaning towards Doom because like I didn't want the Halo people to be all mad.
Well,
at me,
I know someone that I know loves Halo, and that's why I put it on the list.
Here, hold on. Let's make this official. Combat Evolved. And then hold on. Combat ECE.
There we go.
That's how people write it, I think.
But if anyone has ever played Doom 2016, holy shit. Like,
yeah, it's probably the best.
Yeah.
One of the best. Yeah.
So Doom 2016. Yeah. Oh my God. Here we go. Helldivers and Alien Isolation.
Yeah. Have you played Alien Isolation?
Yeah, I loved it.
It was a really good game, actually.
Yeah, I used to burn the aliens when I felt more confident.
Here
than
we
I had
go.
A flamethrower.
Tell him, and you sang the Fallout Boy song or whatever.
Light
right?
him up, 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 fire.
And that's what he would sing as he flamethrowered alien. Yeah. As he got braver in the game. I want to say Helldivers 2, and it's recency bias. Oh, here we go. He's going to argue with me. But I played with someone from the What the Famicom Discord. Uh-huh. I got other college Dan I'm playing with, high school Dan I'm playing with.
That's You're disgusting. Everyone always forgets he has three Dans in his life, and it's like the craziest fucking thing I've ever seen in my life.
Well, you're grade school only, Dan.
Yeah.
And then I have high school Dan, and then I have college Dan. I need a work Dan. That's what I need.
Just create one.
In a lab?
Yeah, weird science.
Okay. I'm not going to argue. I'm going to pick
Helldivers. I want to say Alien. You're going to pick Helldivers? Well, you're the one that's typing it up, so. So I really can't stop you if you want.
Wait, why did you want to say Alien Isolation?
Because it's a great horror game. Just because it's like really cool.
I agree. I've played both, okay?
So I guess you can pick whatever you want because you played both. I have not.
Is that a new rule? That's kind of weird.
Yeah, I like that rule, actually.
All right, fine. And it's not like part of it's recency bias because I'm playing Helldivers 2 now, so I get it. But
oh, this is a good matchup.
It is, and it isn't.
So it's Dino Crisis and Turok,
the dinosaur hunter. Dinosaurs involved, definitely.
Okay, think about this. So if you took the main girl from Dino Crisis and put her in the Turok world, she wouldn't survive. Oh. But if you took Turok and put him in Dino Crisis world, he'd be fine.
He'd be totally fine.
I'm saying Turok.
I mean, I'm not going to argue with that. That's fine. Did they ever revisit Turok?
There's like 7 Turok games, yeah.
I mean, after, like, in the past 5 years.
Oh, no, you're right. Probably 10
I mean,
years ago
time.
Was the last one.
It's time.
Yeah.
Here you go. Get your mom back on the horn, dude. Look who it is.
Hey, Mom. It's Beatles Rock Band versus the Mist.
Okay, I thought that was Beatles Rock Band. It just said the word Beatles, and I was like, it better be Rock Band or something, versus Mist, her favorite game ever. You guys had that?
Yeah, my mom was...
You had that PC case laying around your house at
Yeah,
all,
and
at
she
all
would
times.
Also... She also played it on the Switch. I rebought it for her on the Switch, and she was moving the Switch controller like she was, like, flying an airplane. It was the craziest thing I've ever
she's
seen.
She's doing this?
Yeah. And I hope awesome. She's listening, because it was lunacy.
Do you want to
And here's the best
mom?
Part. She was solving a puzzle. She wasn't like moving around the island. She was
doing
solving
this?
A puzzle and doing it. I'm sorry, Mom. Beatles Rock Band. I was obsessed with. I remember going to
really?
The store the day it came out. Yeah.
Okay. Good for you. All right. This is a cult classic that everyone should know about.
Okay.
Titanfall 2 is just a titan of a game. This game. If you can find it for like $5, just get it and play it. It's so awesome.
Yeah.
And then another game that I think was really good, but it was a walking simulator.
Yeah, where you don't do much.
There's
you
no
just
game.
Kind of like read
just
documents and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. But that's What Remains of Edith Finch, which was really good.
Oh,
I love them
so
both.
Because I only played Titan. No, I played both.
Yeah, you played both, didn't you?
I'm saying Titanfall 2.
Okay, that's fine. It had the wall running. And
yeah,
like,
overall, it was a better game. I feel like I got more of an experience out of that.
Yeah.
Oh, here you go. Your favorite matchup's the next one.
I already know it's going to win. It's the finals.
Is anyone still
AI
even playing
voicing.
This?
I don't know. I already switched.
Two
I'm
episodes
out.
Ago, we were talking about, you were talking about how much you love it, and now...
I didn't even say how much I love it, how much I love playing it. There's a difference.
You were like, AI is the best.
That's what I said. I said, I'm glad AI voices are taking the jobs of real people. That's what I said. And then it's versus the original AI. Think about this.
The original AI, Pong.
Pong. The original Ooh, Pong.
Obviously, I'm picking Pong.
So am I. That's fine. Did you think I was going to go with the finals?
Maybe. I don't know.
No. And fine. Finals is a fun game, but Pong is Pong. All right.
So all right, let's see if we can burn through these ones a little bit quicker.
Well, okay, that's fine.
So okay, it's Earthworm Jim versus Twisted Metal 2.
Hold on, I'm just looking. Yeah, dude, look at this. This is a good. I'm telling you, we ended up with our favorite games. That's what was going to happen.
Earthworm Jim, Twisted Metal 2. Ooh, shit. I want to say Twisted Metal 2.
I'll allow it.
Okay.
It's closer than I wanted to admit.
Like it's two games that you really enjoy.
Yeah, I really do. Even It Takes Two and Deathloop.
I'm going to pick It Takes Two.
Oh, I was going to pick
Deathloop. Oh, shit. It's He's so literally weird. Writing Deathloop.
All right, so hold on. Is there like a coin flip simulator?
So the only issue with It Takes Two is you can't play, like you have to play a two player.
Correct. That's what I was like hedging how I can't have a game that needs two players to
That's
win.
That's really the only con for me. So I can sway to Deathloop, unfortunately.
There you go, dude. Deathloop.
Because that and the prison game, A Way Out, I always wanted to play, but I had no one to play with.
Yeah, if you don't have anyone to play with, and I'm not playing with randos online. That's just...
Well, but you just played with a rando. So
he
are you
ended
gonna...
up being a normal. That's fine.
Well, how did he sound again? Yeah, exactly.
And I was like, oh my God, I can't understand a word you're saying, Jade. I thought...
So I'm picking... So it's Red Dead 2 versus Cuphead.
It's fine. I already know the answer to this one.
Red Dead 2?
Yeah. Okay. I've never even played the game.
I know you never got a chance to because you have a kid. You shouldn't have had a kid.
Yeah. As I play all these other games.
How about this? Like, take your kid to GameStop. Can you trade him in for Red Dead 2?
Can I have him play it and just watch him play the whole time? And maybe my son doesn't get tuberculosis?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Okay. You can only hope, though.
I'm hoping right now.
Mega Man 3 and Uncharted 3.
I know. This is... Here we go.
But why do you love Mega Man 3?
It was the first Mega Man I owned. I didn't own 1 or 2, so I owned...
Yeah, but here's the thing. You don't own it anymore because that's the game you gave me. I have it to my left.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Mega Man 3, specifically?
Yeah, for Nintendo. Really when you gave me old Nintendo games, Mega Man 3 is in there. So technically, you can't vote for it because I have it.
Okay. I can't vote if I don't own the game anymore? Wow. Well,
you own all the games you've mentioned, right?
I think so.
No, you can physically show them to me right now.
Yeah, I can show them to you. It would take me some time. I can. Okay. Let me stop.
It's got Inside. So Uncharted 3. Inside and Ninja Turtles Arcade.
Good. I know what you want to do. You just want to knock out Inside so it doesn't get any further.
No, I'm going to give you Inside. I want to see how far Inside goes.
Plus, there's another turn. Oh, I think Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Arcade lost on the other side, didn't it?
Oh, well.
Because there's two of them? Oh, wow.
I mean, they're radioactive. They're going to die eventually.
All right.
Yeah, Disney Infinity or Tomb Raider 1.
This is your worst nightmare. Your favorite two things are
hot Disney video game girls and Disney characters
and triangle boobs.
Shit. Yeah, but I spent so much money on Disney Infinity after buying all the figures.
That's fine, dude. You want to
So
do
my
Disney
investment
Infinity?
In Disney Infinity financially is worth more.
It's worth it. It's at least worth this round. We'll see if it passes. I'm vetoing putting
Goat Simulator. Are you gonna put Goat Simulator?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, I put Goat Simulator. So that's Goat Simulator versus Diddy Kong Racing.
Okay, that's there's a toughie.
Oh,
Skyrim.
Shit. Skyrim
Resident
versus
Evil 4.
Shit, that's crazy because it's the two games. This is a really funny matchup because it's the two most famous games that have been re-released over time.
Oh, that is true. The most released games of all time.
The two most released games of all time are matching up. It's Skyrim.
Different mediums, different.
I think I've played Resident Evil 4 4 times in full, including this time in my life.
Skyrim?
I've only played Skyrim twice, even though
I've
bought
beat it. Have you ever beat it?
No. No, I have beat it. I have beat the main dragon.
You beat it? Oh, damn. I never beat it.
No, Resident Evil 4. I'm sorry, Skyrim.
Mm-hmm. All right.
RE4.
All right. That's the whole left side of the bracket, dude. We're down to 8, I guess.
All right. You want to take a break and then we'll.
Do I want to? Yes.
I know you don't want to, but all right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back legally. And then we're closing in. Is this Sweet 16? Is that what they call it?
Oh, look at you.
Is that really what it's called?
Yeah, this guy went from not knowing what a bracket even was to knowing the Sweet 16, the Elite 8, the Final 4. That's what he's
going to
do.
All right, we'll be right back after this and we'll come to the end. And we're back. We're at the last 16. You excited
Not
about
yet.
This?
I mean, we're going to.
We're going to be.
We didn't do this side. Yeah, yeah.
Why don't we? Sweet 16. That was my nickname when I was 30.
I thought that was your dating profile.
That way, right. So just on the profile, just said Sweet 16.
Just said Sweet 16. All right. Yes. Left 4 Dead.
Left 4 Dead 2.
2 Metal Gear Solid, the PlayStation original.
I just played Left 4 Dead 2 for the first time, so I'm going to give it to a Metal Gear Solid 1.
Wow. Are you sure? Okay.
Because that's a game I can go back to. Left 4 Dead, there's a lot to go back to, but I just discovered it like 3 months ago.
Okay. Well, recently. All right. Uncharted 3, which is still going. Like,
you've never played that, but you've played Rocket League and vice versa for me.
That's fine. You can go Uncharted 3. I know it's like a bigger game. Rocket League.
Yeah, Uncharted 3 is weirdly, it's my favorite Uncharted game, and I think it's the least favorite of Uncharted fans.
Really? Well, that might not bode well for it in the next bracket.
Yeah.
Hotline Miami versus Jazz Punk.
Oh, shit. I assume you're going to pick Hotline Miami.
Yeah, I think that has to go. That game
really Hotline Miami is like a religion.
It gets my hackles up. Yeah, I said that. Like, you know, dogs have the hair on the back of their neck. It kind of goes like that. That's what my Hotline Miami does to me. I get like weird primal, I want to kill people things.
Okay, Simpsons Arcade and Fear. So here's something about Simpsons Arcade. They made the arcade game based off of like animation from like the first or second season of Simpsons. So I think Smithers is black in it.
Really?
And there's a bunny rabbit that lives in Marge Simpson's head.
Oh, that shows up a whole bunch. The bunny rabbit is like
the bunny rabbit
that
comes out of her hair, because that was an original idea for The Simpsons. So it kind of has like Easter eggs in The Simpsons game. With Fear, you can just slow motion and blow people up. So I'm gonna say Simpsons.
Okay, that was.
What was your defensive fear? You didn't even have an argument.
I was just gonna say I'm good either one. Fear has a rail gun that shoots nails or something, and you can shoot it, and it would stick the bad guy to the wall.
Man, I remember sitting on my bed and playing on the laptop and like absolutely loving it.
And you literally just picked Simpsons Arcade.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I'm not going to get into the logic here. Soul Reaver, Tekken 3.
These are both your games.
I know. I'm going to say Soul Reaver just because great voice acting, some of the best cutscenes, great character development, first game to include.
The cool thing is,
at the real world with real world. Oh my God.
Yeah, it hasn't been tarnished by being re-released. Remastered, like there's no other form of it unless you had the PlayStation disc.
It's probably going to happen at some point, and I already know the answer to this one, even though it was a good run. Helldivers.
So the next one is Doom 2016 and Helldivers 2. Nick's like, Doom. I love Helldivers 2.
I do, that's my voice. Yep, and it's going to be Doom 2016 because that game just rips literally.
Okay, so it's Turok the Dinosaur Hunter versus Beetle Rock Band. You ready?
If they fought, what would happen?
How you doing? Oh, you're trying to hunt some dinosaurs? And then Turok would just like shoot an arrow. That's how John Lennon died. Turok.
Turok killed John Lennon.
It wasn't Mark David Chapman. It was Turok. And he showed up and he was like, and he was like, hey, how you doing? How you doing? Turok.
Turok. All right, it's Turok.
It's Turok. Sorry, the Beatles are dead. Turok killed them.
The Beatles are dead.
That was such a weird statement. The way you said it, the Beatles are dead.
Yeah.
Titanfall 2 on Pong. Holy shit.
I don't know. Because I want Pong to go like the distance, but at the same time, I don't want it to beat Titanfall 2. I really like that game.
I mean, obviously, I've played Pong when I was like little.
Do you want to put it to bed, dude? We can just
Pong. Put a gun to Pong's head.
Wow. Pong out. I actually, there was a part of me that thought Pong would go all the way and win somehow. Because we would just be like, Pong. All right, so we got the Elite Eight. Is that where we're at? Or
I guess that's what they're called. I don't know that.
Yeah, dude, look. I got 2, 4, 6, 8 on each side.
Okay.
So it's 8, 6, Sweet 16 or whatever, but 8 on each side. So we're going to play.
All right, here we go. Twisted Metal 2 versus Deathloop.
I think Deathloop.
Yes,
I'm
agreeing with you. Yeah.
Okay, dude, I think recency bias.
Twisted Metal 2 is very hard. And I know that's me in 2024 saying that.
I think 1 was harder, but like I get what
they're
you're saying.
Just, yeah, they're hard to curve. Play.
Okay. Oh, dude, Uncharted, this is like
Uncharted 3 versus Red Dead Redemption 2. I think Red Dead Redemption 2 is one of the best games I've ever played in my life.
Okay.
I'd like just from a technical standpoint, but the answer is Uncharted 3 for me.
What?
I just had more of a good time. I just enjoyed I remember playing it and I enjoyed everything about Uncharted 3.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, but Red Dead 2, like, I think the fact that you can do so much sometimes gets overwhelming. Like, you can sit down
like it's too
and
much
fish.
You can do.
Yeah.
Fish. All right. Here we go. You're another nightmare. Inside. Play Dead Studios Inside. I had to say their name. I'm getting
Inside
paid
versus Disney Infinity. Well, here's the thing. One's made for kids, one's about a kid.
Oof. One's dark and one's light.
One has kids getting killed, one doesn't. Think about that. Have you ever thought about that?
I did not think about that, but
I owned and have a bunch of toys for.
Here we go.
They make no inside toys.
It can have one more, dude. This is it. I'm not.
Is that what you want? You want them to make an inside toy of a dead kid?
Yeah.
That's crazy. He said yes.
A dog chewing. The dog does chew the kid apart.
Yeah.
If the dogs catch you, they chew you into pieces. That's
all right. Goat Simulator and Resident Evil 4.
Okay,
that's
fine. I know.
He's already. I didn't even finish the sentence. He was this already typing Resident
it's
Evil
Resident 4. Resident Evil 4, just over Goat Simulator, even though everyone had a good run. Ugh, I know where it's already headed.
This is such a funny conversation because we'll be praising one game, but then we'll pick the other one.
Yeah, this is such a good game. Such a good game, but the other one. All right, I think I already know this answer too. It's gonna be Metal Gear Solid.
Uncharted 3's in there. Metal Gear Solid, yeah.
Yeah. And I wonder if Uncharted 3 wasn't on the other side, do you think you'd give it more run?
Or I actually keep forgetting it's on the other side.
Do you?
I have like short term memory, or I don't have. Yeah, whatever that is.
All right. I'm going Hotline Miami. But
Hotline Miami versus The Simpsons Arcade. I can go Hotline Miami. Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
I mean, because The Simpsons Arcade, they don't really kill people. In Hotline Miami, they'd bash their brains in.
And to amazing soundtrack.
Yeah.
Okay, here's a big one, but I think I already know the answer to this.
These are two of your favorite games of all time.
Yeah, this is, actually. I'll vote Doom, but whatever.
So it's Legacy of Kain Soul Reaver versus Doom 2016. Yeah.
Which one do you think?
I think it's Doom 2016.
Okay.
Because one has too much talking. The other one doesn't have any talking.
Correct. It's all action. Yeah, I would agree.
Oh, Turok the Dinosaur Hunter versus Titanfall 2.
Titanfall 2. Kind of a like deep cut right down here.
Interesting.
I'll go Titanfall, but it's okay. Not, I mean, only because, I don't know. I think what's happening is a lot of these games, like, you can only go so far with Pong and stuff like that because these games don't have as many features.
So Turok, I've only tried to play once or twice. Like, I rebought it on my Switch.
Right.
It doesn't, cool, like, I can't play
game,
it
but
a
it's
lot.
Not, yeah, you're not going to play it tomorrow.
And like, it has the fog distance thing where you can't see too far because there's fog.
Yep. All right.
And Nick won't shut up. He's like, oh, Silent Hill had fog.
That's what
and
I
he's
say
like,
every
yeah.
morning.
Yeah.
All right. So we got four on each side. This is literally Elite Eight, and it's actually really good games. So
okay.
I would argue with this. So we'll zoom in here. Upper left quadrant, we got a winner, so we're gonna end
is
up
is that what
with
they call
four.
Them quadrants,
I guess. I mean, they could divisions.
Right. So it's Deathloop versus Uncharted 3. Listen,
I would vote Deathloop, but I know what you're gonna do, so go ahead.
Uncharted 3, I met the voice actor.
This is what's going on.
I met him in real life.
That's
and
what's
I asked
happening
a
here.
I asked a question at a convention and he answered it,
and he answered you, so this is
and I was wearing a What the Famicom shirt and he's like, I really like that shirt. So.
Oh no, Jesus! This is terrible.
I can't believe you. I mean, what's your argument for Deathloop?
I like the gameplay better. Does that make sense?
I'll give it to Deathloop, and it's not because that was the selling point. Like what you just said was the selling point.
No. I was just saying the gameplay. As far
so
as
do you not like the
product,
story of Deathloop?
I mean, it's okay, but I would imagine Uncharted 3 has a much better storyline, probably better graphics, like better for its
there's
time.
There's a giant set piece on a capsized cruise ship.
There you go. Here he goes. He wants to talk about the cruise ship scene. There you go, everyone. All right. Here.
Oh, shit. Two of my favorite games of all time.
I can't wait.
Disney Infinity
Disney
versus...
to bed. No.
What?
It's done. But you think Disney Infinity is going to beat Resident Evil 4?
Maybe if they kept the servers up.
Okay. So
fine, Resident Evil 4 is in there.
Okay, that's fine. I was gonna let you do it. They're both like your favorite thing.
No,
in the world.
I remember playing it and they were like, the servers are being turned off in March. And I'm like, nah, what am I gonna do with all these toys?
All right. Oh shit. Now we got some heavy hitters on the other side.
All right.
Get
Ooh,
away.
This is good.
I know.
Metal Gear Solid versus Hotline Miami.
I think it's Metal Gear Solid. Ooh. I mean, it was the first
with
game.
Metal
that
Gear
you
Solid.
Could, this is the first game you could knock on walls.
Yeah. Huh?
And wear a cardboard box.
I do that still.
It is. It
I wear a cardboard box when I'm in bed. Sexually. Metal Gear Solid. But Hotline Miami, I feel like I could play. Like, I can just pick up Hotline Miami. With Metal Gear Solid, I can't just pick up and play for five minutes and turn off.
No, I kind of agree. But you can smoke cigarettes in Metal Gear Solid.
Hey, everyone, here's the thing. He's agreeing with me, but he already typed in his answer. So
it's going to be Metal Gear Solid. And I don't think it's because if we're just doing pick it up and play it, I think Simpsons Arcade would still be in this. I think Uncharted 3 wouldn't last as long as Deathloop in that measurement feature. Do you know what I'm saying?
Deathloop does have more replayability like that. You can, because you were just doing random things.
Correct. That's why you were like, hello, man, I gotta pick it up. Yeah, no shit, because it's like, that's the kind of game it is.
And he curses on this podcast, though.
Yeah, that's what I do. I judge. Do you hear that? Yep.
Doom 2016 versus Titanfall 2.
Yeah, I think it's Doom.
Yeah. Okay, honestly, you fine. Told me to, I remember you inspired me to play it on very hard, and it's the only game I've ever played it on hard.
That's
it was insane, and it gets like your blood, it makes you sweat.
Oh, dude, it's insane. It makes me angry, and I feel more alive than, you know.
And I loved Doom Eternal, too. Like, I think Doom Eternal just amplified everything.
Yeah.
But it just, like, it's that feeling of, like, that one time, the first time you ever
adrenaline
played.
Going insane. Yeah.
And the soundtrack is a banger, too.
Yeah, agreed. Mick Gordon? Yeah.
Yeah. So, we have Uncharted 3 versus Resident. So, this is, like, the most classic foursome game lineup ever.
It kind of is. So Uncharted 3 versus Resident Evil 4.
And it's not, it wasn't on purpose either.
I knew it was going to end up here. Metal Gear Solid versus the original versus Doom 2016.
Yeah.
Really good. Really
so
good.
So Uncharted matchups. 3 versus Resident Evil 4. There's a possibility that I play both the same amount of times.
That's wild. And yeah, I'll let you kind of vote on this one more so. Cause.
So I'm really loving the remake.
Okay.
The original Resident Evil 4. I know this sounds crazy, but I might actually do one. You've never played either one.
No, I'm fine. I played parts of not enough that I can speak
my
to
brother's going to be so pissed at me. I think I'm going to pick Uncharted 3.
Okay, that's fine.
Because Resident Evil 4 is his favorite game, and I bought him a chainsaw controller for it in 2005.
That's actually kind of cool. Yeah. Well, I mean, it made it to the final four.
Yeah.
All right, and Metal Gear Solid and Doom 2016.
Two of your favorite games.
That is weird that
holy
happened.
Holy shit,
that,
what are the odds? This was not on purpose that, like, they specifically in our top fives of all time.
Yeah. I want to say Doom. Just because Metal Gear Solid has other Metal Gears you can play. Uh-huh. And you can play other Dooms, but it's not the same as...
So there's only two Dooms like this one, though.
Correct.
And with Metal Gear Solid, I feel like they have the same...
And I think where this one came out of is important. Because, like, Doom 2016 was, like, from Doom 3 was the most previous game.
Yeah,
and
so it was like
entirely different kind of game.
It was like 12 years.
Out of nowhere.
12 years had gone by, yeah.
I think I remember hearing about it being like, oh, they're trying to reboot this. It's a first-person shooter. It has glory kills. I remember being like, that's over the top. It's going to be stupid. And then...
And you were going to church a lot? You had a priest collar on? You went to preschool?
I wore my priest collar to preschool or priest school?
But, well, I mean, if you're going to priest school, you are going to a preschool.
Yeah, I both.
To look at your menu.
Uh-huh. And Metal Gear Solid has cover boxes, footprints in the snow. I want to say Doom, but it could go either way.
I assume you're going to pick Doom.
I feel
just because
like I am.
There's certain games that I know you get become obsessed about.
Yeah.
And there's like three or four games that you really became obsessed about in the last 10 years, and this is one of them. So.
Yes, that's it, dude.
No Man's Sky was the other one where you cut out the creator's head and put it on my ex's face.
Yeah, I did.
Sean Murray. Thanks.
My time
so Sean Murray Sean made Murray. My ex cheat on me.
Sean Murray. I almost put No Man's Sky. You know what we should have done? We should have just taken it seriously and put our favorite games, which a lot of these are, but then I would have had No Man's Sky in here.
I mean, yeah, but really I don't know crazy. How you feel about Jazz Punk. I don't know how you feel about...
I don't care about it. I just picked it because it was like goofy and kind of like off.
And you don't know if I love Vince McMahon like getting shit on in the WWF game.
Mega Man X5. I know you never played it, but you like Guns N' Roses.
Yeah, you don't know if
names.
I would have kept pushing. Can you imagine if I kept pushing it?
If it was here, I would have thrown up.
So our final matchup is crazy. Right. It's Uncharted 3 versus Doom 2016.
I know which one I want, and I know which one you want. So it's like kind of.
So
like...
here's the thing.
Okay.
I'm pushing this in your favor because you've only played one of these.
Well, I don't care, dude. If you think one way or the other, like, I get it, but I can't speak too much to Uncharted 3. So,
all right, let's do it. This is it.
All right,
it's Doom 2016.
Really? Okay, I'm actually for that, and I thought this game had a chance to win. That's kind of wild.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. So our champion
Weird.
Is Doom 2016.
Huh. That's kind of a wild bracket. Here, I'm gonna take a picture so you can
take a picture
save
of it.
Do all your favorite thing, dude.
There you go.
That's nuts. Can't believe it did it.
And I'll say that. Yeah, I actually didn't expect. I mean, I should have assumed it was going to be on there, but.
Right. I'll find a way to download it and everything and we'll share it with everyone. But that was actually, that's really funny. I don't think we've ever shared anything and done something like that for whatever. And you'll probably post this everywhere and be like, did you guys know who won?
And then I'll add a disclaimer to the beginning of the episode and say like, hey, everyone, I know Nick doesn't know a lot about sports. I just want to let everyone know, like, I kind of filled in the gaps. And I'm going to cut words out of you saying stuff.
Yep.
Bracket. Or I'm going to like talk in my microphone and overdub you and say, what's a bracket?
Is that what I'm going to say? Yeah. What's a bracket? Bracket before. I'm going to save that one.
All right. So we have our brackets. The winner is Doom 2016. Like this episode could have been more of a disaster than I thought it was going to be.
It also could have went way quicker. This is like one of our probably slowest, dumbest episodes, but it
If you don't like video games, I know a lot of people that listen to this podcast don't really like video games.
Really?
You're not going to like this episode.
You're new.
Because it's literally us just talking about video games as opposed to us talking about people I met in a movie theater that won't shut up and stuff.
Right. Like usually we make fun of people and like talk trash on a lot of people, but not this one.
Not this one. We were talking trash on some video games.
Mm-hmm.
That's it, folks. So I hope we hope you printed out the original and we hope you printed out the new one and see how it compares, like what you thought, who we thought was going to win.
If you got anything different than we did, you're wrong. 100%.
And we're going to sue you.
It's facts. And we can find out where you live by your IP address. Sue you. We're going to hurt your family members. Maybe you go to a funeral. I don't know.
I'm going to hurt myself in front of you.
I'm going to hurt someone else near you. These threats are getting a little scary.
So there's a few that Nick didn't write down that I picked. It was Diablo 2.
Okay, that's a good one. Wait. Oh, they were on your sheet?
Diablo 2 was on there. I think I put I Am Bread. Remember I Am Bread?
Yeah, I remember I Am Bread. I would have put it against Goat Simulator.
I Am Bread on there. There's a lot that he chose not to include because
it sounds like it was
a problem
games.
With race.
It sounds like Bread?
Yeah, so get this. So I do this podcast from my street window.
Yeah.
And a little kid just stopped and looked inside my apartment and looked at me while I'm recording.
He probably went like this and probably went, what a creep.
He did. He saw me.
I'm going to throw up. I just realized the Guns N' Roses poster, a Guns N' Roses bandana, and you're wearing a Guns N' Roses basketball jersey.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to throw up. Maybe that's what the kid was doing.
Oh, my God. That's what he was. He was like, why is that guy wearing a giant jersey?
Thank God. No other games with Guns N' Roses. Otherwise, it would have been in the Final Four, at least.
Well, they were in Rock Band.
Mm-hmm.
They were in Streets Final Fight. There was characters named Axel and Slash.
I kind of remember that.
Axel was a DJ in Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. Slash was on the cover art of Guitar Hero 3.
Were any of them in the game where you throw CDs and stuff? It was for a 32X.
The game where that was Aerosmith, right?
Yeah. Was there any reference to Guns N' Roses in there? I feel like there might have been.
I don't think so.
You said it so confidently. I don't think so.
I mean, there's a character named Axel in Crazy Taxi.
You're okay. I think that's a car Axel.
No, it's a character.
I think his name is because of the car Axel.
How do you spell Axel, the car part?
No one's sure. I forget. I try and misspell it on purpose to you, and I've done it so many times. I forget. You also try to misspell
9/11 to me all the time with a different dash or a slash.
And then a different slash. There
and that's
you go.
When you'll always know if somebody kidnapped us and we're making a joke about it. You'll know if we got that slash
the
or
wrong 9/11, right?
The wrong connotation, right?
The wrong connotation for 9/11.
All right. So this is going to be a long episode. We didn't do any homework, but the homework was in the episode.
And it was. You got to watch us work and get our hands dirty and really bounce the ball, right? Good. Give them some more basketball talk.
Dribble.
Yeah, that's what we dribbled.
Walking.
We walk.
Slam dunk.
Yeah.
Breaking the glass of the back of the thing.
These are just, you're just naming events that happen sometimes in basketball. But that's
playoffs.
Fine. Playoffs? Yep.
Allen Iverson.
Yep.
Dikembe Mutombo. No, no, no.
Disney Infinity. That's what
Disney Infinity basketball. There we go. That's it, folks. That's our bracket. I hope you enjoyed our March Madness episode. It's unlike other episodes. The video might be a little bit different when we post it, but that's how we did it because we have no idea to show you the bracket.
I got
all
that.
All right. See you later. We'll see you on the court, right?
Yeah. Okay. Game over, right. Folks.
Game over, folks. See ya.
Game over. This is like one of our probably slowest, dumbest episodes.
Wow. I mean, they're radioactive. They're going to die eventually.
Did you look this up while we were talking?
You know I can't do that.
You said this is year 9/11 because you lost all your photos and all your podcast work.
Everyone always forgets he has 3 Dans in his life, and it's like the craziest fucking thing I've ever seen in my life.
Guys, you heard it here first. He's really bossing me around this episode.
Take your kid to GameStop. Can you trade him in for Red Dead 2?
We're going to go to your house, go to your job. We're going to go to your funerals. We're going to go to wherever you are with your family.
I like that we still respect them enough to go to their funerals.